the Haines Assembly chooses two more finalists for the job of borough manager, and a fish and game biologist will come to Haines to present mountain goat research that could impact mining and heli-skiing decisions. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Two new candidates have been added to the list of finalists for the top job in the Haines Borough. After meeting behind closed doors for about an hour, the Borough Assembly announced they would invite Kevin Oppel and Kate Fiel to Haines to interview for the position of Borough Manager. Two of the Assembly's top choices for manager withdrew from consideration in the past week. Dennis Koenig stepped out of the running after the Chilkat Valley News reported on crude material he posted to his Facebook page. Ken Decker withdrew after seeing media reports of the Assembly's public meeting where they narrowed down the candidate pool. Decker told the consultant hired to conduct the manager search that the Assembly's public conversation exposed people unfairly. The Assembly did not have a public conversation about who to add to the finalist roster following the two withdrawals. When they came out of executive session, Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said this.
I think we should just say that we evaluated the remaining candidates, but we still wanted four to come, and we talked about qualifications, and this is how we ranked them.
Kevin Oppel was most recently director of operations at a naval station in Everett, Washington. He says in his application that he retired from the Navy last month after 20 years of service. He recently gained his master's degree in public administration. Kate Fiel has been the assistant to the city administrator in Boonville, Missouri since 2014. Before that, she was in charge of special projects in the 8,000-person city. She has a master's degree in rural sociology. The Assembly also decided to add two names as backup finalists in case anyone else withdraws from the search. They are Alaska Public Offices Commission Executive Director Paul Dauphiné and Bayshore Alaska Homeowners Association Manager Susan Jensen. A few people spoke out at Tuesday's meeting asking the Assembly to start over on the manager search. Tom Morfitt said even though he supports the idea of using a search firm, he thinks the firm the Assembly hired, Brimeyer Firstman, failed to find qualified candidates.
Go back out, find a better recruitment firm, and hit the restart button on this whole process. I know this idea seems radical, but what's radical is when we hire a mediocre person to take the helm of this community and try to lead it.
Gershon Cohen also said the Assembly should end the contract with Brimeyer Firstman.
Personally, I'd be looking at the contract pretty hard with this consultant because I don't think they've done a professional job. I mean, a consultant who's trying to find you qualified candidates who doesn't look at social media nowadays isn't doing their job.
Following the newspaper report about Koenig's Facebook posts, Richard Firstman of Brimeyer Firstman said he doesn't conduct social media checks until the finalists are selected. Firstman defended Koenig's credentials, saying he has worked to foster diversity in local governments in Colorado, where he's a town administrator. Firstman did not return calls by deadline Wednesday to say whether Fiel and Oppel were interested in continuing in the manager vetting process. If they accept, they will join other finalists William Seward and Mark Carrot. Finalists are scheduled to visit Haines May 13th and 14th. A committee that hasn't met for a while was the topic of some tense discussion at Tuesday's Haines-Borough Assembly meeting. The Waterfront Aesthetics Committee last met in September, and some borough assembly members questioned its record-keeping and role. For a while now, some Haines residents have expressed concerns that the planned small boat harbor expansion will degrade the beauty of the waterfront. In fact, some voiced those worries at Tuesday's meeting. Here's Fred Shields.
We have probably the most beautiful waterfront in Southeast Alaska and maybe one of the most beautiful in the world. And we're going to change that.
The Assembly approved the harbor 95% design earlier this month. The components that have drawn the most criticism include an expanded parking lot, a metal wave barrier, and the relocation of Lookout Park. Back in the summer, Mayor Jan Hill formed an ad hoc working group to try to deal with some of the aesthetic objections. It met three times, made some general recommendations to the Planning Commission, and then stopped meeting. But the concerns about the harbor didn't go away. So Port and Harbor Committee Chair Norm Hughes organized a joint meeting on Monday with his group and the Parks and Recreation Committee. Parks and Rec has been working on ideas for a waterfront trail.
The two things on the topic tonight are a parking lot at the South Portage Corp Harbor expansion and the park.
Mayor Hill told Hughes at the meeting that he should have invited the Aesthetics Committee.
Concerns have been expressed to me since your meeting that Parks and Recs is looking at things that the Aesthetics Committee was looking at, and I had been assured that Parks and Rec was looking at trails. So I think it's critically important, especially at this stage of the Boat Harbor project, that any committee or any body in this borough that's working on anything to do with the Boat Harbor all be on the same page.
Assemblyman Ron Jackson attended the joint meeting. On Tuesday, he brought up the Aesthetics Committee.
I was surprised that the Aesthetics Committee came out of kind of nowhere, pretty much because as far as I can tell, they've disappeared.
Jackson said he couldn't find any record or minutes of the Aesthetics Committee meeting. He and Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said they didn't know the committee was still active. Mayor Hill, who chairs the Aesthetics Group, responded. She said the Aesthetics Committee is a subcommittee, and subcommittees are not required to take minutes. They did, however, take notes, Hill said.
The reason we have not met recently is we're waiting for the permitting process to be done so we know what we have to work with. We know what's going to be happening down there. We could have had meetings all winter. We were kind of busy dealing with minor offenses, I think, and so we didn't. But my intent is that this committee will continue.
Friednauer and Jackson pushed back, saying it wasn't clear that the committee was even still in existence, and the lack of minutes added to the mystery.
And to have a committee that I'm a liaison on last night be criticized for not including a committee I didn't know was even still in existence. And it is a committee. It's called a committee under boards and commissions on our website. Under ad hoc committees, it says Waterfront Aesthetics Committee.
Assemblywoman Diana Lapham is on the aesthetics group. And she said the notes are available if you do your homework.
Don't assume that you have all the information when you don't. Always double check with administration.
There was a similar rift when Jackson and Friednauer brought up the idea of forming a code review committee to make changes to the code that informs the proposed minor offenses ordinance. That idea was postponed to the next meeting, where recommendations from an ad hoc minor offenses committee will be on the agenda. An Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist is coming back to Haines this week to update residents on a mountain goat habitat study in the Chilkat Valley. Kevin White last presented on the study about a year and a half ago. Fish and Game has been capturing and putting radio collars on mountain goats to track their winter and summer habitat.
And that information is important for land management planning, specifically as it relates to helicopter tourism, both with respect to summer helicopter tourism, and it mostly occurs in the Skagway area, and then winter helicopter tourism that is occurring in the Haines area in the form of helicopter skiing.
White says he'll talk about why they're conducting this research, how they go about doing it, and how it can be used. He says the study will continue for another 3.5 years. White will also explain research Fish and Game recently completed examining the effects of mining disturbance on how mountain goats select habitat. The research was done in the vicinity of Kensington Mine north of Juneau.
Mountain goats tend to not use areas that are within or winter range habitat that are within 1,800 meters of the mine, even though there is suitable habitat there. And so the net effect of that is a reduction of the amount of habitat that's available, winter habitat that's available for mountain goats. And so it provides insight into the possible effects of mining.
In all, Fish and Game's recent and ongoing mountain goat research could weigh into important land use decisions around mining and heliskiing in the Lynn Canal. The presentation is Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in the Tokchinik Watershed Council Jones Point office. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.